Today on Rock in the Suburbs.
The first rock album for 7 years to be number one. Hi Jim and Patrick, it's Roger Grace from a ridiculously warm and sunny Montrose in Scotland. If it carries on like this, it will be beach day by the weekend. It's just been a ridiculous run of sunny, warm, lovely weather, which is even more amazing for Scotland as well, which I'm sure Stephen will testify. Anyway, here is my April new music picks. There are two from me, one from my wife Hilary, and a cover song as well, if you would please. My honourable mentions that didn't make the list but are still well worth you including in the radio programme or for the listeners to check out is singles by Sleep Token, there's one called Damocles, and also from my favourites is Swim School with another new single, Alone With You. So they're both worth checking out, and if anything, they're probably my honourable Scottish mentions for this month. My choice of songs got rapidly changed on the 28th of April when New Zealand's greatest ever export dropped their first new single for quite a little while. The Beths, yes, we all love them. And the new song out is called Metal, which hopefully will foreshadow a new album. They're also touring across North America and Europe, but they're only doing 4 gigs in the UK. Unfortunately, they are coming to Glasgow in September and I am going to see them for the first time ever, and I am hugely excited about going to see the Beths. I love them that much. They are probably my favourite group.
Your eyes, so you can stay right. So you surf the earth's magnetic core.
The second song is from Sheffield's Self-Esteem, which is the working name for Rebecca Lucy Taylor. It's a follow-up from her 21 album Prioritised Pleasure. She's got a new album out called A Complicated Woman. She is a force of nature. She's amazing, very empowered woman, and she's got an amazing set of vocals. She's done theatre, musical theatre recently as well. And the song I'd like you to take from that Complicated Woman album is Focus Is Power.
I never could have told you anything I long for while I was in the water, swimming against tides with torture. Take it in a stride, laugh it off, take it on the chin just right. Don't be too loud or too quiet, but I got all this fire.
And I see it clear with every passing of each year, I deserve to be here. And every time I fall, I crawl.
Keep shifting, I'm doing to give them what they want, whether it's what I want or not. You see, it wasn't up to me, but now it could be.
And I see it clear with every passing of each year, I deserve to be here. And every time I fall, I crawl back like an animal. My
as an interesting side tidbit, she has three backup singers, one of which goes by the musical name of Serafina Simone. That's how she performs as a singer herself. She's a multi-talented composer and producer, but her real name is Serafina Darby. Yes, you have heard that name correctly and before. She is the daughter of the wonderful Terence Trent D'Arby from the amazing Hardline album back in the day. So it's just a little interesting extra fact there. For my wife Hilary, there was a choice of two. It was either Glasgow Love Story by Tidelines, who we're off to see later on in the year, but Those Damn Crows, the Welsh rockers, came out with a new album, God-Shaped Hole, and it amazingly reached number one in the mainline UK charts. It is the first rock album for 7 years to be number one and beat off a load of stuff. It is an amazing album. The song from that I'd like you to pick is No Surrender. And yet again, it's another group that we're off to Glasgow to see in October. The way we're going at the moment, we really should be moving to Glasgow. It's a hell of a lot easier than trekking two hours plus each way down from Montrose.
Where only winners are made, a place where no one's died.
The cover song I Like You to Play is from Blackstone Cherry. They had a record store album day called This Is Blackstone Cherry's Record Store Day album, and the band really like it. It is a brilliant album. It's a mixture of the last two singles that they released, acoustic sets, live songs, and a cover. And the cover is Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do With It? Yes, you heard that right. A song by Tina Turner. The first twice I played this song, I kept thinking, I know this song. Why do I know this song? And then it suddenly dawned on me as well. It is a great cover of it, and I love Blackstone Cherry. They are the group I have seen the most of any other group. Anyway, that's enough from me wittering on. Let's hope the weather stays warm and lovely, though being Scotland, I'm sure June will be rubbish and May will be as good as it gets. So that's all from me. And as always, I look forward to listening to everyone else's picks. So long, farewell, and goodbye. Oh, yes. And by the way, I'm certainly glad those Tractor Boys got relegated. You're never getting back to the Premier League. Bye. It's just been a ridiculous run of sunny, warm, lovely weather.